Shalom! Holy Scriptures and Israel is a ministry designed to share with the Jewish people the good news of the Lord Jesus, Yeshua the Messiah, and to instruct Christians on the Jewish roots of their faith. And now, teaching God's Word from a Hebrew Messianic perspective, here is Gideon Levitam.
And if you remember, beloved brothers and sisters, the New Covenant quoted these verses that David, the king of Israel, wrote prophetically concerning the Messiah. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. To remind you that in Psalm 110, the Messiah is told, sit down at my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. And so, while there is an eternal link between heaven and earth, there is eternal link between the earthly people of Israel and the heavenly people, the assembly, the church. Yet, the understanding here in John chapter 14 that the Lord presents before the disciples here, that he will prepare a place for them and for those that will follow them after the gospel will be preached, the church will be born, they are promised to go to heaven to be with him in the Father's house. And how he will prepare a place for them, as it says here in verse 2, I go to prepare a place for you. Well, on what basis Yeshua can prepare a place for the sinners like us all? Well, on the basis of the finished work on the tree. He will have to die. A corn of wheat must fall into the ground and die. And then much fruit will come because of the finished work of the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, on the tree. So the Lord continue. And in verse 3 and in verse 4 we read, especially, I go to prepare a place for you. Verse 3, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. You see, what an assurance. What a blessing for these disciples who are now, as we have already mentioned in verse 27 of John chapter 14, they were troubled, they were afraid, he's calming them, Yeshua is giving them assurances here, and he's promising them to say, I will come again, and that I will receive you unto myself. That receiving unto myself will happen at the rapture of the church. Prior to the tribulation period, the heavenly company, those that have trusted in the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, those that will be alive and remain here, when the Lord will come to meet the church in the air before the tribulation, the dead in Christ shall rise first, then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Notice that, I will come again and I will receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. What a wonderful assurance, beloved brothers and sisters. And so he continued to give them this assurance that they will be with him in heaven. He said that whither I go, you know, and the way you know. Well, whither I go, he is going to heaven. The way he goes, they know it, it is through death and burial and resurrection. To remind you, beloved brothers and sisters, that already the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, said, in verse 33 of chapter 13, little children, yet a little while and I am with you, ye shall seek me. And as I said unto the Jews, whither I go, ye cannot come. So now I say unto you. And he gave them that new commandment. And then Peter said to him, Lord, he said to him in verse 36, whither goest thou? Yeshua answered, whither I go, thou cannot follow me now, but thou shalt follow me afterwards. And so, here is the promise that those that belong to the Lord Jesus the Messiah will ultimately be with him in glory. So you should have known, he's telling them, you know where I'm going to, because I've already told you I'm returning to heaven. And you know the way, and the way is through death. I will become the promised Lamb of God that will take away the sin of the world. And how wonderful that the Lord is now preparing the heart of the disciples as he is unfolding before them all the prophecies that were prophesied by the Hebrew prophets of old. All of these prophecies are coming to fruition, especially in connection with the first coming, that he will come to die, to pay for sin. He will be the Lamb of God. He will become a substitute, the just one, for the unjust in order to bring sinners to God. So now notice that, beloved brothers and sisters, now Thomas, his Hebrew name is Teom, and the word Teom in Hebrew means twin. Thomas have twins, because Thomas has a twin, and you and I are his twins. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? You see, dear brothers and sisters and dear friends, you see, Thomas is often called the one who doubt. And how many times we doubt God in our lives? When trouble comes our way, we doubt. And if you remember that we read, and we will read of Thomas later on, that he doubted in the later passages in the same gospel, this gospel of John, where Thomas was not in the room where the Lord revealed himself to the disciples, and he did not believe, and he said, I will not believe unless I will thrust my hand in his side. You remember that after the resurrection of the Lord? And so Thomas doubted, and you can see already here in John chapter 14, Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how shall we know the way? And Yeshua is saying unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. See, Thomas doubting, Thomas is not sure, Thomas is asking this question, and you and I as his twins are doing so once and again in our lives as believers. And we also oftentimes doubt the Lord, and yet the Lord graciously helps us along. Like he helps Thomas, he says, Thomas, he said unto him, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. It is me, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. These are beautiful three Hebrew words, derech, emet, chayim, way, truth, life. These are words that were known to the disciples. And how precious that the Lord is applying these to himself. I am the way to heaven. I am the truth upon which one can believe in order to be right with God and go to be with God. And I am the source of life. I am the life giver. I am the life, lechaim, we say in Hebrew. And if you remember, we have already read, in him was life, John 1 and verse 4. And the life was the light of men. He is the life. He is the source of life, dear brothers and sisters. And here the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, saying to Thomas, I am the way, the truth, and the life. To remind you, in Matthew chapter 16, when Yeshua confronted the disciples and he said to them in Caesarea Philippi, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said all sort of things. Some said that you are John, the baptizer, other ones saying that you are Eliyahu or Yirmiyahu or one of the prophets. And Simon answered and said, but whom do you say? And Simon answered, he said unto Yeshua, he said to him, you are the Christ, the Son of the, notice, the living God. Ben Elohim Chaim. Yeshua said, I am Chaim. I am the source of life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one come unto the Father but by me. And so, beloved brothers and sisters, in these first six verses of John chapter 14, Jesus the Messiah is assuring the disciples that they will ultimately go to be with him in heaven. Do you believe that? Do you see this clearly as it is taught by the Word of God? Do you believe that, my dear friend? What a wonderful truth to learn as we study together this passage of the Father's house. And so the Lord is encouraging his disciples to simply understand, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many abiding places, and if it was not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that, listen to this, where I am, there ye may be also. Wonderful, wonderful assurance that the Lord gives to his own disciples. Well, as we move along in our study together, after Yeshua gave to them the assurance that they will be with him in heaven, and every one of us can rest in this, if we have trusted in the Lord Jesus the Messiah, we have this assurance that one day we will be with him in heaven. How wonderful. He that shall come will come, and he will not tarry. Soon will the Master come to take us to be with him in heaven. Well, as Yeshua is still with the disciples in the upper room, he gives them a second assurance here in verses 7 to 11. And this assurance is that they, because they know the Son, because they know the Mashiach, the Messiah, the Son of God, they also know God. They also know God. You remember how he started this, John 14. If ye believe in God, believe also in me. Well, you learn here that the Lord Jesus claiming to be equal with the Father, with God the Father, Elohim HaAbba. And so in verse 7 to verse 11, we do not have to wait until we go to heaven in order to get to know God the Father. We can know God the Father now because we can receive from him all the resources that we need. And so you notice this in these next verses, verses 7 to 11. The Lord Jesus, the Messiah, is saying, if you know me, you should also know the Father. Notice that this expression here in verse 7. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. And from henceforth ye know him. Notice that. And have seen him. Now this is important to bear in mind, because what the Lord Jesus the Messiah is really showing to the disciples here, that anyone who has seen the Son, anyone who believes in the Son, this is God the Son, as men, they also have seen the Father, God the Father. Now again, to remind you, my dear friend, that these Jewish believers who now walk with the Lord, their understanding was limited. They did not have the whole New Testament, the New Covenant written for them. They didn't have even the Holy Spirit of God yet indwelling them in the same way that you and I have him today. And so they were limited to their understanding. And the Lord is helping them here to grasp certain truths that he's introducing before them. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father. This is something to grasp. You and I read the whole New Testament today, the New Covenant today, and we get information from all the writings that were given by the early apostles to the various local churches in Asia Minor. But they did not have all this, even though they had the Messiah, Jesus, in their midst, and he's explaining this to them, but these are new truths for them. You see, they now receive information that is not known to the religious leaders of old. First of all, they have God the Son as man in their midst. Secondly, they are now anticipating him going to the cross to die for them. And now, as before Yeshua leaves them, he's giving them this assurance they could continue to follow after him, knowing that after his departure, they will be experiencing tribulation here. To remind you that later on, in the very same upper room, he will tell them, in fact, here in the same chapter in which we study together, he will tell them that there will be the prince of this world will come and he will cause all sort of trouble. And they will be experiencing trials and difficulties and tribulation. In fact, if I'll just read this one verse at the end of chapter 16, these things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. Later on he will tell them in the very same time, in the very same sitting, you might say, the upper room, that there will be a time when they will experience tribulation. That's why he's encouraging them here, the fact that he is desiring for them to receive blessing from him in anticipation as he is about to depart from them. And so now in verses 7, he's saying to them, if ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. From henceforth ye know him and have seen him. Well, they saw the Son, they saw the Messiah, and the Lord is teaching them that whoever seen the Son have seen the Father. Why? Because Yeshua is co-equal with the Father. He is God the Son. He became a man, and he is co-equal with the Father. And therefore, whoever have seen the Son have seen the Father. This is amazing. So we continue. So this time, not so much Thomas, but Philip is now asking a question. Philip says unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it suffices us. See, now Philip is asking from Yeshua that he will show the Father unto him and unto them. Show us the Father, and it will be sufficient for us. And notice what the Lord is telling him, dear brothers and sisters. The Lord is so gracious with Philip as he was with Thomas, as he was with Simon Peter, as he was with all the disciples, and as he is with you and I. He knows our limitation. He knows our weaknesses. He knows that we need assurances. And that's why this 14th chapter is an important chapter, because Yeshua gives assurances to the disciples. And so we read in verse 9, and he said unto him, have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that have seen me have seen the Father. And how sayest thou, then show us the Father? Yeshua is saying to Philip. In other words, all the time that the Lord was with the disciples, all the time that he spent with them, he sought to explain to them, to reveal to them, to instruct them that he was God the Son. Whoever see him really saw the Father, because the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, is equal with God the Father. This is something we all have to grasp. Sadly, many do not believe in the divine nature of the Lord Jesus, the Messiah. Sadly, many do not believe in the triunity of the Godhead. And why it is sad? Because who could provide redemption for sinful world? Who could pay for the sin of this world? All of us have sinned. All of us have fallen short of the glory of God. None of us can pay for the sin of any other person. So the one that would be able to become a substitute, a just one for an unjust, must be more than just another man, because all that were born of a woman were born sinful. And that's why it was necessary for God to take union, human nature, with his divine nature. That's why the virgin birth was essential. The virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and she shall call his name God with us, Emmanuel. That's why the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, is called the seed of the woman. He is God who became a man. And not only the fact that he is divine, but also to understand the triunity of the Godhead. It is very difficult for many to understand it. But the fact that God present before us the triunity of the Godhead must be understood. Otherwise, we will never be able to enjoy that which the Lord given to us in his word. To Israel, God gave this one amazing statement to recite. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 4. Shema Israel, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Of course, there is only one God, but that one God is consisting and existing in the triunity, in a unity. The word Echad in Hebrew, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. The word one in Hebrew is the Hebrew word Echad. And Echad is a compound unity. It is not a distinct unit. And therefore, when God had, through Moshe, reminded Israel that there is only one God, yet he sought to reveal to his people Israel that this one God is a unity, Echad, a compound unity, and not a distinct unit. If you study the Hebrew scriptures, you will notice every time when you read of two or more, it used the word Echad and not Yachid. The word Yachid in Hebrew is a distinct unit. The word Echad in Hebrew is a compound unity. Let a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his own wife, and the two shall become one flesh. V'hayu hashnaim le'echad. The word Echad is mentioned there. Why? Because it is a compound unity. And here we learn this truth that Yeshua sought to convey to the disciples, that not only that they will go to heaven, John 14, 1-6, but also that they actually already know God the Father, verses 7-11, because, as we just read in verse 9, he that has seen me has seen the Father. In other words, Philip, how sayest thou, show us the Father? Don't you know that he that hath seen me hath seen the Father? In verse 10, he continued, "Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and that the Father is in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he does the works." Yeshua continued in verse 11, "Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very works' sake." Now notice these expressions, beloved brothers and sisters, in verse 10, "Believe thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me." Notice that the Lord is clearly presenting before us the fact that the Father and the Son are a unity. In John 10, he has already said, "I and the Father are one," John 10:30. That's why the Jewish leaders sought to stone him. Why? Because they assumed that he was blaspheming, to claim to be equal with God. That's why in verse 33 of John chapter 10, they say, "Because you, being a man, you make yourself God." They understood that he said, "I and the Father are one." They understood that he claimed to be equal with God. That's why they said that he was blaspheming, because for any man to claim that he is God is a blasphemy. Antiochus Epiphanes claimed to be God. It is blasphemy. The future man, Antichrist, counterfeit Messiah, will claim to be God. This is blasphemy. But here we have one that came from heaven, and he truly is God, who was born to the Virgin Miriam, who is truly divine person.
You have been listening to the Holy Scriptures and Israel with Gideon Levitan. Gideon teaches God's Word from a Hebrew messianic perspective. For more information about this ministry, write to Holy Scriptures and Israel, Box 1411, Niagara-on-the-Lake, Ontario, L0S1J0, or visit our website at holyscripturesandisrael.com. You are also invited to Gideon's weekly Bible teaching on Fridays at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m., and Saturdays at 1 p.m., at Willowdale Christian Assembly Hall, 28 Martin Ross Avenue in Toronto. Holy Scriptures and Israel is made possible by your prayers and financial support. If you would like to support the program, visit holyscripturesandisrael.com. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.